I'm telling you, Horacio.
Javier.
Whatever. You've got nothing to worry about here, okay?
Mr. Plimpton, your opening arguments, please, sir.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Judge Wapner.
Williams. Judge Williams.
Whatever, Robe. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, and whatever it is you are there with the boobs and the mustache. Throughout the course of these proceedings, the prosecution is going to attempt to woo you with frivolous things like, oh, I don't know, evidence, expert testimony, and what they like to refer to as facts. All in an attempt to put my client behind bars for a crime he simply didn't commit. A crime he couldn't commit. Now, I want you to take a good look at my client. I want you to look past the noticeable scowl, the blood-stained wife-beater T-shirt I warned him not to wear today. The sign his girlfriend is holding up behind him that reads, "White boy had it coming." And the series of tattooed teardrops he has seemingly dripping from his bloodshot eye. And I want you to ask yourself, is that a man who could kill someone? And I think you'll find the answer is no. Now, the state's attorney is going to use phrases like, "open and shut case," "we have his confession on tape," or maybe even, "we caught him on film killing the victim and then pulling out his ID to show each of 6 surveillance cameras in the store that he was robbing at the time, who he was, and where he lived, like he was bragging about it." Well, I'm not interested in any of that. What I am interested in is the truth. And the truth is, the state's attorney is a lying, 6-figured salaried Ivy League prick.
Objection, Your Honor. You've got to be kidding me with this. Mr. Plimpton, that kind of language is not appropriate for this proceeding, nor is it resorting to blatant name-calling an appropriate action for this proceeding either.
But, Your Honor, that's my entire case.
Well, if that's your entire case, I'm afraid you prepared poorly in defending your client, Mr. Plimpton.
Your Honor, please. My client's sitting right here, and I'm pretty sure he could hear everything you're saying. If we were anywhere else, say an office cocktail mixer, an advanced screening for the movie Tomcats, or God forbid, church, well, I'd say fire away with your constructive criticism, sir, but please, not in front of the ass-may, erderer-may.
Mr. Plimpton, I'm going to pretend I couldn't decode that. One more comment like that, sir, and I will have your license.
Can I have a short recess, Your Honor? My client has to pee and I have to poop.
We just came back from recess, Mr. Plimpton. Why didn't you do it then?
We were smoking, Your Honor. Did you tell?
Mr. Plimpton, you have riled me, sir. You have riled me greatly. Now, I'm going to proceed with this trial. But for the record, your actions as a whole have been entirely inappropriate this day. You're having apple slices and caramel dip sitting atop your desk is entirely inappropriate. The fact that you're wearing a mock turtleneck, a sarong and flip-flops, inappropriate. And you're carrying a half-empty bottle of Keystone wrapped in an F the police beer cozy is most inappropriate. Now, Mr. Goldberg, would you like to call your first client to the stand?
Yes, Your Honor.
You.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Your Honor, I would like to call the accused, Mr. Javier Romero, to the stand.
You're gay. Goldberg's gay. Goldberg.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, so help you God. See.
You may be seated, Mr. Romero.
Mr. Romero, did you murder Stan and Ethel Walton inside Walton's appliance store and dance studio on the night of March 3rd, 2004?
See.
No further questions, Your Honor. In fact, the state rests.
Boring! Boring! Mr. Plimpton, cut that out! Do you have any questions for this witness?
Just one, Your Honor. Mr. Romero, how much money did Mr. Goldberg pay you for your testimony today?
Objection, Your Honor.
Your Honor, I would like Mr. Romero to be treated as a hostile witness.
He's your client, Mr. Plimpton.
Oh, is that how it's going to play out today? Well, in that case, I have but one further question, Your Honor. Mr. Romero, at 6:37 a.m. this morning, May 4th, 2005, this very morning, sir, your son saw a man in the parking garage of this very building. Would you mind pointing this man out? Let the record show that Mr. Romero is pointing his right trigger finger at one Elliot Goldberg, state's attorney. Now, Mr. Romero, what did your wife tell you? Your son told her about it, what Mr. Goldberg told him in the parking garage.
My son asked him if the Jaguar in the state's attorney parking spot was his.
And what did Mr. Goldberg say?
He said no.
He said no. No. Ladies and gentlemen, and of course, Mr. Estrogen of the jury, Mr. Goldberg denied ownership of the black Jaguar currently in his designated parking spot that I have taken personal photographs of him driving on more than six different occasions. They are all on my current cell phone, which I can produce to you as Exhibit A, or just hand down the jury box so everyone can see for themselves.
Objection, Your Honor. Where is all this going?
Yes, Mr. Plimpton, are you going somewhere with this?
Only here, sir. That vehicle is Mr. Goldberg's, but he denied it in the company of Mr. Romero's children. That's 16 eyewitnesses, Your Honor, proving once and for all Mr. Goldberg is in fact a lying prick, as I mentioned earlier. No further questions, Your Honor.
Your Honor, the boy had a can of spray paint, a blowtorch, and a thesaurus. What would you have done?
Well, since both prosecution and defense have rested, I guess we're left with closing arguments. Mr. Goldberg.
Thanks, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this is an open and shut case. Mr. Romero signed a confession and has since confessed in front of you to the double murder right here in the courtroom. I think the verdict's clear. Thank you.
Mr. Plimpton,
watch this, Horatio. I saw it in a movie once.
Ladies and gentlemen, you too, Shib. I want you to close your eyes for me. I want you to picture the victims lying on the showroom floor in their dance tights, bloody, fighting for air, or one last squeeze of a built-in ice dispenser on the latest model of Frigidaire. I want you to envision them frightened, confused, not knowing CRISPR from meat storage, salsa from Rumba. Their last breaths asking for justice. Do you have that picture in your head, ladies and gentlemen? Good. Now I want you to picture those victims. White. Mr. Plimpton, they were white. The defense rests, Your Honor. Thank you.